explanations and comments. We would like to echo many of the comments made by the distinguished delegation of the United States and the thrust of that intervention. We also agree with some of the comments made by the distinguished delegation of Japan. Our views, very briefly, are as follows. One, we should focus on areas where there is consensus. The areas of consensus are quite considerable and provide a very substantive work for successive iterations of this group of governmental experts, subject to the approval of high contracting parties. Two, the time may have come for text-based discussions on your report. We have difficulties with the draft that has been circulated, but are willing to work on it. Three, legally binding rules or frameworks would be difficult to negotiate without consensus on characteristics and definitions. The difficulties in arriving at common understandings in this area arise due to differences in perspective. Much has been done, but much work is needed to develop this agreed basis. Four, a related question that is being considered in our deliberation relates to whether there are legal gaps or not in existing IHL, and whether the forum to discuss the legal gap is in the context of future negotiations for a potential legally binding instrument. Our delegation's position is, once again, clear. It should not be the platform for such discussions. They should precede agreement on commencement of negotiations, if any. Considerable work has been done on the elements of point number five. Considerable work has been done on the elements of human control and human machine interaction, which it is agreed is a central matter in the clarification of an operational and normative framework. As the multiplicity of terms in the various proposals indicate, substantial differences exist on this matter. Much work is needed to develop common understandings. I would like to reiterate my delegation's understanding that emerging technologies, like in all areas of life, have positive impacts. They should not be stigmatized, and we do not agree with the blanket ban on the use of AI in weapon systems. We believe that the present focus of the group should be only on those emerging technologies and weapon systems that are both autonomous and lethal. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank the distinguished ambassador of India for his statement. And now I have New Zealand. You have the floor.